The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. I'm Kurt Benroot for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about plays that are produced locally with an audio scribe performance, and movies that are available locally with audio description. We'll begin with a quick overview. More details about the most immediate offerings will follow up later in the show. So in Raleigh and Cary, for starters, we have Pippin at Raleigh Little Theater in their Sutton Theater on Sunday, June 8th at 3 p.m. Users of audio description can get a second free ticket for their driver or companion. In Cary, we have the somewhat true story of Robin Hood at the Cary Youth Applause Theater, which will be performing in the Cary Arts Center on May 19th at 5:30 p.m. And then we also have Annie by North Carolina Theater in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, June 27th at 2 p.m. In Durham and Chapel Hill, we've got Durham Ballet's Aladdin at the Carolina Theater on Friday, May 17th, 6:30 p.m. Hello, Dolly at the DPAC, that's the Durham Performing Arts Center, on Saturday, May 25th at 2 p.m. And Cats at DPAC on Saturday, June 8th, 8 p.m. Moving over to Greensboro and Winston-Salem, we've got Man of La Mancha at the Triad Stage on Saturday, May 18th, 2 p.m. Fayetteville or Sand Hills, we've got Memphis at Cape Fear Regional Theater on Saturday, May 18th at 2 p.m. Moving over to movies, the overview here. For starters, the following theaters show movies with audio description. We've got the North Hills Stadium 14, Briar Creek Stadium 14, Timberline 6, which is in Chapel Hill, Crossroads Stadium 20, which is in Cary, Beaver Creek Stadium 12, which is in Apex, and the White Oak Stadium 14, which is in Garner. And I failed to mention that the North Hills and the Briar Creek Stadium theaters are both in Raleigh. Now, Regal Theaters, of which all six of these are part, has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about movies playing in their theaters. You can get show times, and you can narrow down exactly when to go by dialing the following number. It is 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342. And then you simply follow the menu prompts, and you'll know exactly what times the movie you're wishing to attend is playing. Now then, new ones showing this week. We have the Pokemon Detective Pikachu, which is rated PG. It's playing at all six of these theaters, and once again, that's Crossroads in Cary, Beaver Creek and in Apex, North Hills and Briar Creek in Raleigh, White Oak in Garner, and Timberline in Chapel Hill. Palms, rated PG-13, is playing at all of those except the Timberline. The Hustle, rated PG-13, plays at all of those except the Timberline. Tolkien, rated PG-13, plays only at the Crossroads in Cary. The Avengers Endgame, rated PG-13, plays at all of those theaters. El Chicano, rated R, plays only at the Crossroads in Cary. Long Shot, rated R, plays everywhere except the Timberline. The Intruder, rated PG-13, plays everywhere except the Timberline. Ugly Dolls, rated PG, plays at all of these theaters. Captain Marvel, rated R, plays at all of these theaters. Dumbo, rated PG, plays only at the Crossroads in Kerry. Little, rated PG-13, plays at the Crossroads in Kerry, the North Hills and Briar Creek in Raleigh, and at the White Oak in Garner. And Shazam, rated PG-13, plays at the Beaver Creek in Apex, the North Hills in Raleigh, and the Timberline in Chapel Hill. And finally, The Curse of La Llorona, rated R, plays at the Crossroads in Kerry, the Briar Creek in Raleigh, and the Timberline in Chapel Hill. And a quick reminder that showtimes are available by calling 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342, and simply following the menu prompts. A closer look at plays. In Kerry, the somewhat true story of Robin Hood by Kerry Youth Applause Theater, playing at the Kerry Arts Center with the audio-described performance on Sunday, May 19th at 5:30 p.m. It is a legendary legend by Mary Lynn Dobson. Our gallant Guy in Green leads his merry men in a bowling battle against Prince John and his scheming sheriff in this Monty Python-esque retelling. Poor Sherwood Forest will never be the same. This is directed by Ben Slate. Tickets are $10. They do not take phone orders for this. Pippin by Raleigh Little Theater in their Sutton Theater on Sunday, June 9th at 3 p.m. Meet Pippin, a young prince who longs to find passion and adventure in his life. To prove his loyalty to his distracted father, King Charles, Pippin goes on a death-defying journey to look for his purpose. He makes a grave mistake by killing his father to take over the throne. In the pursuit to right a wrong, Pippin struggles to decide whether he should settle down and pursue a peaceful life or continue to make magic with the dazzling troupe of performers. Music and lyrics are by Stephen Schwartz. Book is by Roger O. Hearson. This is directed by Raleigh Little Theater's artistic director, Patrick Torres. Adults are $28. Students and seniors are $24. Users of audio description can get a second free ticket for their driver or companion. You call 919-821-3111. Once again, that's 919-821-3111. Don't forget, you can get that second ticket for free. Annie at North Carolina Theater, which performs in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium, is Saturday, June 27th at 2 p.m. With equal measures of pluck and positivity, Little Orphan Annie charms everyone's hearts despite a next to nothing start in 1930s New York City. She is determined to find the parents who abandoned her years ago on the doorstep of a New York City orphanage that is run by the cruel, embittered Miss Hannigan. With the help of the other girls in the orphanage, Annie escapes to the wondrous world of New York City. In adventure after fun-filled adventure, Annie foils Miss Hannigan's evil schemes, befriends President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and finds a new hope and family in billionaire Oliver Warbucks. Tickets run $25.15 on up to $103.15. You can make reservations by calling 919-831-6941. extension 6944. The number again is 919-831-6941, extension 6944. Slipping over to Durham, we've got Durham Ballet's Aladdin at the Carolina Theater on Friday, May 17th at 6:30 p.m. Picture yourself in the days of camels and caravans somewhere on the Silk Road where the borders of China and ancient Arabia blur. Here on this very road we find a boy named Aladdin. His mother despairs that Aladdin might never make something of himself. All he wants to do is play with his friends and the street urchins of the market. Aladdin is an original work first performed by Durham Ballet Theater in 2009 at the Carolina Theater in Durham. It was the very first show played by DPT, formerly known as the Legacy Repertory Company. This year, on Durham Ballet Theater's 10th anniversary, it seems only fitting that they perform the show that started it all. Our second year performing Aladdin in 2012 marked the fourth year in a row we performed a full-length ballet in the spring. That year and every year subsequent, we were able to provide a free special audiences show as a service to the community for special needs children and adults, their families, and caregivers. Our third year performing Aladdin, 2015, saw the addition of guest dancers George Sanders and Ruben Suarez, who took on the leading roles of Aladdin and the evil vizier. We are excited to perform our version of this beautiful story for its fourth rotation in our repertoire. Tickets are $20. You can make reservations by calling 919-680-4363. That's 919-680-4363. Hello, Dolly at the DPAC, that's the Durham Performing Arts Center, plays on Saturday, May 25th at 2 p.m. Winner of four Tony Awards, including Best Revival, Time Out New York says, it is, in a word, perfection. Tony Award-winning Broadway legend Betty Buckley stars in Hello, Dolly, the universally acclaimed smash that NPR calls the best show of the year. Winner of four Tony Awards, including Best Musical Revival, director Jerry Zaks' gorgeous new production, so says Vogue, is making people crazy happy, so says the Washington Post. Breaking box office records week after week and receiving unanimous critical raves on Broadway, this Hello, Dolly pays tribute to the original work of legendary director-choreographer Gower Champion, hailed both then and now as one of the greatest stagings in musical theater history. Rolling Stone calls this a must-see event, a musical comedy dream. If you're lucky enough to score a ticket, you'll be seeing something historic. Wow, 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 indeed. And once again, that is from the Rolling Stone. Tickets run $20 up to $300. You can call 919-680-2787. That's 919-680-2787. And then Cats will be at the DPAC on Saturday, June 8th at 2 p.m. Let the memory live again. Cats is back and better than ever, says the Huffington Post. Rediscover Cats, the beloved musical with breathtaking music, including one of the most treasured songs in musical history, Memory, featuring new sound design, direction, and choreography for a new generation. Experience Cats for the first time as it begins a new life, or let it thrill you all over again. Tickets are kind of pricey. They start at $116 and run up to $300. And you can call the DPAC at 919-680-2787. That's 919-680-2787. Slipping over to the Triad area, we've got Man of La Mancha at Triad Stage on Saturday, May 18th, 2 p.m. Written by Dale Wasserman, music by Mitch Lee, lyrics by Joe Darien. Hear the wild winds of fortune. Your destiny calls and adventure awaits. A poet thrown into prison fears the inquisitor, but the inmates demand their own kind of justice. The poet begins to tell a story of a mad knight determined to achieve his impossible dreams. Join the quest and reach the unreachable star. The director tells us, as a kid, my parents took me to the Parkway Playhouse to see Dixie Carter play Aldonza. I spent my life savings on the cast album at Record Bar and soon knew every lyric from start to finish. As I've grown older, my love for this musical has only deepened. Its meta-theatricality seems as revolutionary now as when it took Broadway by storm. Its call to change the world no matter what still rings true, and producing it at Triad Stage is a long-held dream. Tickets run $10 on up to $75. We do not have a way to make reservations, but I'm sure they'll have seats available. In Fayetteville, we've got Memphis at the Cape Fear Regional Theater on Sunday, May 18th at 2 p.m. Memphis is the birthplace of rock and roll, inspired by the actual events of one of the first white DJs to showcase African-American music on the radio. This high-octane musical will have you jumping out of your seat. Don't miss this uplifting and entertaining hit from the creative team of last season's blockbuster Dreamgirls. Memphis books and lyrics are by David Bryan. And we've also got book and lyrics by Joe DiPietro. It's directed by Suzanne Agins. Choreographed by Eleanor Scott. Who will love this? Fans of high-energy musicals, nonstop dancing, and stories about bravery and love set against a backdrop of changing civil rights. They rate this PG-13. Tickets run $19 through $32. You can call 910-323-4234, extension 229. That's 910-323-4234, and the extension is 229, and that's to make reservations for Memphis at the Cape Fear Regional Theater. Their audio-described performance is on Saturday, May 18th at 2 p.m. And now let's see what these movies are all about. We've got new ones this week, including Pokemon Detective Pikachu, rated PG, directed by Rob Letterman, runs 1 hour and 45 minutes. The story begins when Ace Detective Harry Goodman goes mysteriously missing, prompting his 21-year-old son Tim to find out what happened. Aiding in the investigation is Harry's former Pokemon partner, Detective Pikachu, a hilariously wisecracking, adorable super sleuth who is a puzzlement even to himself. Finding that they are uniquely equipped to communicate with one another, Tim and Pikachu join forces on a thrilling adventure to unravel the tangled mystery. Chasing clues together through the neon-lit streets of Rhyme City, a sprawling modern metropolis where humans and Pokemon live side by side, In a hyper-realistic, live-action world, they encounter a diverse cast of Pokemon characters and uncover a shocking plot that could destroy this peaceful coexistence and threaten the whole Pokemon universe. This genre is animation, and it is an action-adventure. POMS is rated PG-13 for sexual references and some language. It's directed by Zara Hayes, runs 1 hour and 31 minutes. It's an uplifting comedy about Martha, played by Diane Keaton, a woman who moves into a retirement community and starts a cheerleading squad with her fellow residents. Cheryl, played by Jackie Weaver, Olive, by Pam Grier, and Alice by Rhea Perlman, proving that it's never too late to follow your dreams. This is a comedy. The Hustle, rated PG-13 for sexual content and language. It's directed by Chris Addison, runs 1 hour and 34 minutes. Rebel Wilson and Anne Hathaway have winning chemistry as a pair of con artists plying their trade in a stunning seaside town in the south of France. Josephine Chesterfield, played by Hathaway, is a glamorous detective Brit with a sprawling home in Beaumont-sur-Mer and a penchant for defrauding gullible wealthy men from all corners of the world into her well-ordered, meticulously moneyed world bursts Penny Rust, played by Wilson, an Aussie, who is as free-form and fun-loving as Josephine is calculating and cunning, where Penny amasses wads of cash by ripping off her marks in neighborhood bars. Josephine fills her safe with massive diamonds after ensnaring her prey in glitzy casinos. Despite their differing methods, both are hell-bent on succeeding. This is a comedy. Next, we've got Tolkien, rated PG-13 for sequences of war violence. It runs at 1 hour and 52 minutes. Tolkien explores the formative years of the renowned author's life as he finds friendship, encourage, and inspiration among a fellow group of writers and artists at school. Their brotherhood strengthens as they grow up and weather love and loss together, including Tolkien's, played by Nicholas Hoult, tumultuous courtship of his beloved Edith Bratt, played by Lily Collins, until the outbreak of the First World War, which threatens to tear their fellowship apart. All of these experiences would later inspire Tolkien to write his famous Middle Earth novels. And this is a drama. El Chicano is rated R for strong violence and language throughout. It's directed by Ben Hernandez Bray. Runs 1 hour and 47 minutes. When LAPD Detective Diego Hernandez is assigned a career-making case investigating a vicious cartel, he uncovers links to his brother's supposed suicide and a turf battle that's about to swallow his neighborhood. Torn between playing by the book and seeking justice, he resurrects the masked street legend El Chicano, now out to take down his childhood buddy turned gang boss. He sets off a bloody war to defend his city and avenge his brother's murder. This is an action adventure, and once again it's rated R. Long Shot is rated R for strong sexual content, language throughout, and some drug use. It's directed by Jonathan Levine. It runs 2 hours. Fred Flarsky, played by Seth Rogen, is a gifted and free-spirited journalist with an affinity for trouble. Charlotte Field, played by Charlize Theron, is one of the most influential women in the world. Smart, sophisticated, and accomplished, she's a powerhouse diplomat with a talent for, well, mostly everything. The two have nothing in common except that she was his babysitter and childhood crush. When Fred unexpectedly reconnects with Charlotte, he charms her with his self-deprecating humor and his memories of her youthful idealism. As she prepares to make a run for the presidency, Charlotte impulsively hires Fred as her speechwriter, much to the dismay of her trusted advisors. This is a comedy. The Intruder is rated PG-13 for violence, terror, some sexuality, language, and thematic elements. It's directed by Dion Taylor and runs 1 hour and 42 minutes. When a young married couple, played by Michael Ealy and Megan Good, buys their dream house in the Napa Valley, they think they have found the perfect home to take the next steps as a family. But when the strangely attached seller, played by Dennis Quaid, continues to infiltrate their lives, they begin to suspect that he has hidden motivations beyond a quick sale. This is a suspense thriller. Ugly Dolls is rated PG. It's directed by Kelly Asbury. It runs 1 hour and 27 minutes. In the adorably different town of Uglyville, weird is celebrated, strange is special, and beauty is embraced as more than simply meets the eye. Here the free-spirited Moxie and her ugly doll friends live every day in a whirlwind of bliss, letting their freak flags fly in a celebration of life and its endless possibilities. The endearing, unique residents of Uglyville occasionally look to the sky above the town where a new ugly doll will appear and be embraced by the community. This is an animation. Captain Marvel, rated PG-13 for sequences of sci-fi violence and action and brief suggestive language, is directed by Anna Boden and Ryan Fleck. It runs 2 hours and 8 minutes. Captain Marvel, played by Brie Larson, is an extraterrestrial Kree warrior who finds herself caught in the middle of an intergalactic battle between her people and the Skrulls. Living on Earth in 1995, she keeps having recurring memories of another life as U.S. Air Force pilot Carol Danvers. With help from Nick Fury, played by Samuel L. Jackson, Captain Marvel tries to uncover the secrets of her past while harnessing special superpowers at the end of the war with the evil Skrulls. This is a science fiction fantasy. And I have definitely run us out of time for this edition of Movie and Theater Previews. I'm Kurt Benrod for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Check me out again in a couple of weeks. Maybe we'll bump into each other at the movies.